not going to be the government that is going to initiate the disclosure, but it will have to be either the entities themselves or the people.
Now we take you back to the night of July 31st, 1995, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi there, this is Pete in Portland. Ding-dongs, Mr. Bell.
Hi, Pete.
Well, this is Portland, Oregon, the state where even Republican politicians act like Democrats. Oh, I got a friend who wants to talk to you.
Hello, Art, this is Mickey. We're going to buy Chancellor Broadcasting. Then what are you going to do?
Well, you know, that would be something, wouldn't it, to be bought by Disney?
Oh, man. I don't know, what is this world coming to? They bought ABC. Are they going to keep Peter Jennings and what's his name on Nightline, Ted Koppel, or what are they going to do? Are they going to send... It's going to be baseball trading, you know? They're going to trade David Frankie.
Now, here's a mental picture for you, all right? Mm-hmm. Close your eyes and see if you can imagine Ted Koppel wearing a pair of Mickey Mouse ears.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Art.
Really?
And that's that the result at Waco didn't really have to happen. We had 52 days where we could have gotten together 20,000 people who believe in the right to free speech, the right to practice religion, the right to keep and bear arms, pack them onto buses, get them down there, run them through the lines all at the same time, and have them stand there waiting for the tanks, just like Tiananmen Square.
Sir,
it was our Tiananmen Square, and we blew it.
What a shock. All right, thank you. To tell me that, I never thought of that, sir. You mean that Waco actually didn't have to happen? God, what a revolutionary thought. Yeah, try and picture Ted Koppel with Mickey Mouse ears. In fact, a good cartoonist. I'll leave it at that. Hey, Benson, there's one for you. Draws Ted Koppel with Mickey Mouse ears. See, I just gave you a great idea, just in case you've got cartooners cramp. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Hi.
I would like to know what happened to the tape, Waco the Big Lie, and where's Linda Thompson now?
The government confiscated all the copies of that, and nobody seems to know where Linda Thompson is.
The government confiscated? I have
They came
one.
To get mine. And they don't have yours yet?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, the two guys, they're in suits, you know, dark suits, and
okay.
They are the Waco Tape Collection Committee.
Seriously,
Linda Thompson sort of took herself out of the public spotlight by becoming as radical as she did, and those tapes still exist, and I've got mine. So that's...
And they sure look real to me, and why couldn't they... enter this as evidence?
Because in some cases, for example, the famous scene where the tank is seen coming out on the Thompson tape with a flame.
Right.
If there's more to that video. And if you keep watching, there is a piece of drywall burning and hanging on the tank, but Linda Thompson never shows that in her tape.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Art.
Hello, where are you?
This is Mike. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, I have listened to you for a couple of years. First time I've ever called. I just can't believe nobody's ever heard of CS gas. It's not tear gas. It's like comparing CS and tear gas is like comparing a BB gun to a .45.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Army early 1970, and they did it to us in Fort Knox, Kentucky, in training. And you can't see, you can't breathe. We had people bouncing off jeeps, bouncing off trees. That could answer how something could have gotten knocked over, because all you want to do is get into the open air.
Sure.
There's no, to call it tear gas is a farce.
Well, as Doc said, that's why they punch those convenient little holes in the side of the building.
Those people couldn't have seen those holes if they with that much gas if they had to. We were in the open air. And
could have been pointed out, sir, that the tanks knocked down the stairwells that would have allowed the people to go downstairs to go out the conveniently opened holes by the tanks.
Well, all I'd like to say to Doc Dumbbell and Charlie Chump, I'd like to see them experience the CS and see what they think and what they have to say about it after that. They'd have a different tune.
A good 10 minutes of solid inhaling.
Yes, oh, you couldn't last a good 10 seconds of solid inhaling.
No, I know. Thank you very much for the call. Have a good morning. Way short on time, everybody. If you're lucky and you get a repeat of the next hour or two, you will hear New Mexico Congressman Stephen Schiff. First, spend 1 hour on the subject of Roswell. He's the expert. Then, in the second hour, you will hear a frank, open discussion of Waco. He's on the Waco committee that within hours, about 3 hours here, will get underway with testimony by Janet Reno. It should be quite a day, and the next 2 hours are worth hearing. Either way, I thank you. From the high desert, don't forget, deadline for the newspaper. From the high desert, good night all.